Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cheddar Cameron, John Rich, it is 94WIP. Of course, time's yours in an hour and phone calls all throughout the show. 888-729-9494. All right, so there's a story brewing, continuously brewing, in Philadelphia sports. We detailed this earlier in the week about the Philly Fanatic. And we also talked a little bit about this last year, how there's the two puppeteers that put together the Fanatic many years ago. They're trying to wrestle back control of the rights to the Fanatic. And this all could, this all goes to a June 15th deadline where, and I'll read right from an article from Jim Salisbury here today, where he said the Phillies' rights to the Fanatic will expire on June 15th. And it's an unbelievable story. He also
Will expire. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, that's what it says.
If this keeps going as it's going and nothing changes, no more Fanatic.
But here is the back end of that. Well, I'll read the back end of that sentence in a second. So the Phillies are making some structural adjustments to the Fanatic, or at least the Fanatic that they roll out. So when the Phillies
costume,
yeah. So I'll read right from it here. It says that the word around Philly spring training, and again reading from Salisbury article, word around Philly spring training is that the Fanatic has made a few alterations himself. Fans will get a peek at the big green guy's new look Sunday when the Phillies host the Pittsburgh Pirates at Spectrum Field. Goes on to say, still going to do all the same stuff, right? The ballpark antics, shooting the hot dogs and all that. But Salisbury's story says, but his shoes might be different. Socks, too. Some of his measurements may be different.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Says, so this is the way around it.
Also says, quote, there are apparently other creative changes. Also goes on to say that there have been other changes to the Fanatic through the years. I mean, I don't remember them. I guess
it's possible.
Well,
if there have been changes, then why are we in this legal line?
Well, all right, so let me finish the sentence that I had read earlier and give you the back end of the sentence. So the sentence Salisbury writes is, quote, the Phillies' rights to the Fanatic will expire on June 15th, but the club is hoping the latest round of creative changes will be enough to legally continue its use of the Fanatic. How about that? I mean, it's an approach. You can try it.
Just pay these people.
Well, but James, you don't know what they're asking for.
Yeah.
But you can say pay them. It's not that simple.
For us.
It's not that simple.
But it just feels like, look.
What if they say give us $50 million? Honestly, James. Because think about how much money, not just the Phillies make in 1 year.
$50 million is pocket change for John Middleton, if we want to be real about it.
But James, you'd rather win in court.
Of course.
Even if the Fanatic has to be off the field for a month.
I get it.
You'd rather win in court than give someone $50 million, especially if you feel like they don't deserve
it's
the $50 million.
It's just a money grab, right?
Right. I mean, seriously.
Right.
You'd rather hire a lawyer.
You're being principled. Hey, man, you're trying to strong arm me because you know you got some rights here. This is bonk. It's wrong what you're doing. I don't want to reward that. So you're going to try to do this and just make his socks higher and the feet
and again, knowing,
smaller.
Knowing that the Fanatic is, I mean, I'm not joking here, I'm being serious, is an entity that can kind of live on forever. It's like Bart Simpson, right? It's not an actor that's going to grow old. It's not a child star that's not going to be a child star anymore because he becomes, an adult. Like, you can make the case, the Fanatic, and I have no idea what the million numbers are, But, I mean, I'm sure it's a number that's high in the millions.
I agree.
I have multiple Fanatic things that I've bought through the years. John, you said yesterday you have.
Yeah, of course.
There's the entertainment factor. So, like, how much money do they get from 1 year of the Fanatic? I don't know.
Right.
It's maybe in the millions. Times that over 10 years. Times that over 20 years.
Right.
Times that over 50 years.
Right.
Probably many millions of dollars.
And you're the puppeteers. You can turn around and ask for
a
cut of that. Wow. The sticky part is you have to change them enough so that I guess they no longer say that's the
I suppose
the costume that we invented.
I guess.
So it has to look different
and then ultimately
the same enough that we still recognize them.
And then it goes in front of a judge, I guess, and the judge is going to say yes or no.
Wow.
It's an amazing story. It really is. Let's talk to Jerry in Wilmington, Delaware. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. I've got no pearls of wisdom today. I just want to talk about the new NFL rules.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with three preseason games. I don't have a problem with maybe a couple more wild card games. Just some old school, 16 games. I don't know how it would affect the records if you go to 17. I'm just old school, and I like it the way it is.
Well, you're right. It will affect the records, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's what it is. I mean, you know, look, records, it's part of what made O.J. what he did amazing. When O.J. rushed for 2,000 yards, he did that, right, John, I think in 14 games, I think. And that's,
I'm not sure.
And that's part of the whole Babe Ruth, Roger Maris thing. When Babe hit his 60 homers, he did it in 154 games, and Roger Maris had 162. So, yeah, like someone's going to probably get Jerry Rice's touchdown record at some point. I'm not saying career. I'm saying didn't Rice have a certain amount of, in a season of catch, whatever. But
well, I think Randy Moss
think
has
Randy
the,
Moss,
oh,
yeah,
did Randy
23
Moss?
Or whatever,
okay.
Yeah.
But records will fall. There's no doubt.
Yeah. And my person or villain is villainous. How many women don't like dogs? Even her name is mean. Cruella DeVille.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
That's a good answer.
Now, who is that?
From 101
Dalmatians.
Don't know it.
Get out of here.
You've never seen it?
Is that the lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture.
Hates little dogs. I mean, that's a good answer.
Can picture. I don't
hates
know.
Little dogs.
I don't know anything about the story. So.
Wow.
What
is that because you saw it when you're too little and you
I mean, maybe.
Don't recall?
I definitely don't recall.
You don't watch the Disney films.
I used to. I love
now.
Dumbo. Oh, I didn't. Once Aladdin came, I was out. All that stuff. I missed. Remember that big.
Oh, they were so good.
I know.
Lion
people
King,
say that.
Aladdin. All that was great.
Never seen the Lion King.
Mermaid. All of them.
But I mean, like.
Didn't watch any of them.
And now, like, the
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, for all of them.
Oh, you missed out.
So
they're
the
great.
Animateds you don't watch, and then the, like, the Shrek type. What would you call those? The DreamWorks?
CGI, yeah.
And the Pixar
I don't
movies?
I don't do any
Toy
of them
Story,
either.
You don't watch those either?
Don't watch them either.
Is it because you think it's uncool?
No, it's not because
like
I think it's
childish
uncool.
Or something?
I think that, yeah, like this is just my, I view them as like kids-ish shows, you know, movies and doesn't appeal. Look, I know people have told me
but
it's
you've
good
heard
stuff.
That it's like, it's geared to be entertaining for adults.
I
too.
Have heard that.
I like all of them. There's
they're
not a
great.
Pixar movie that I haven't liked.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe I'll check him out. Let's
go
to.
You won't.
No, I might.
I don't think you will.
Well, you live long enough. Eventually, you stumble into it. Let's go to Ryan in Ardmore. Ryan, you're on WIP.
I'm with James. Whatever it costs, we got to keep the Fanatic. They can't change it. That'd be ridiculous.
But you understand why the Phillies don't just.
Mil.
you can't just cave. I mean, lawyer up and try to win.
Phillies are pretty cheap.
Yeah, I mean,
in general,
like, get in front of a judge that says, like, you know, we gotta come to some agreement here. That's not
well.
Like,
that's what I think they're trying to do. Yeah.
Something I've been meaning to say for a year in calling in, and I've never wanted to say is, I'm 41, 42 in June. We're all about the same age. I've watched everything that's ever been mentioned on this show, and I gotta say that The West Wing is probably the greatest written regular TV show, like not Netflix, not HBO, but regular TV show of all time. And, John, I know you're interested in politics, so you really should check that out.
Yeah, but now I can't.
I know. I know that's why. I know that's why.
He's overdone it. It's
well, who's
like,
being spiteful now? You say that I'm stuck
I'm
in.
I'm not being spiteful.
Well, okay, who's
like,
stuck in the ways?
You've overwatched it, so I'm trying
Martin
to counterbalance
the man.
That.
Just give
it's
it
about
a chance.
Karma. Yeah, right,
well, I gave Game of Thrones a chance, and it was wonderful. I mean,
honest to God,
he does have
listen,
a point.
Ryan. Yes, I tried to delve into politics because I was trying to do something to help my community, and I found out
fair enough.
You can't. I found out I am so jaded by everything political. Yeah. I don't want to watch it.
Well, that's the thing.
Part of it.
You also might think that solutions that's that they arrive at, you would say, is unrealistic, which sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not.
Some great episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't want to waste too much time with that. If I may, real quick, to the verdict, I'm going to say I think that it's a fair verdict, and this is why. No prior bad acts can be admitted. So you guys obviously are jaded, and a lot of you, like the listeners that have heard Joe, maybe in theory, back out of things, historically speaking, already wanted him to lose regardless of the merits of the case, no matter what.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, that made it like a little bit skewed. Here's the other thing I'll say about that. If it wasn't something like shaving his legs, he would have caught an L on that one. If it was something like he had to donate some time,
yeah,
or do something that wouldn't have been so crazy,
I bet you're right.
Caught an L on that one.
You're right.
For sure. Like, it was too much to be like, you know what, dude, you got to go shave your leg. Like, that's hard. That's real hard to say to somebody. And real quick on my – I'm sorry. What were we going to say, John?
Well, uh-huh. I think the pain factor, too. Like, Joe feared the pain.
Yeah.
And again, to be fair,
it takes a while to heal and, like,
just being fair, like, they presented a better case. I might not agree with it, but Joe did a better job than Mickey and John Brazier.
I agree.
Like, they just did. It is a fact.
So
I don't
want to
say that,
away.
But it is what it is.
Thank you.
If the loss was just, you know,
you
he had to donate some time
that,
to a charity.
It's the truth. I got to be real. Do people want me to lie? I'm sorry. I wish I didn't feel this way.
You wish you were part of the prosecution, James.
I would have done a better job. I'll just say that.
You would have.
You guys couldn't have been involved at all. You should have just been in the other room.
Yeah.
Real quick on the football thing. How would you guys feel if we're heading into the playoffs, the Eagles finish season, the 2 seed, 13-3, no bye, we're playing a 7-9 team, and we win the game, but in the first quarter, in a game that to us is utterly meaningless trash, we lose
You do bring up a good point on multiple fronts. The injury factor in that game and the fact that you will now have 13-3 teams, because you do sometimes have a second team that's 13-3 in a conference. Matter of fact, this year we had a third team that was 13-3 in a conference. Yeah, you'll have, you know, you could even have a 14-2 team. It's unlikely, but it could happen. Playing that wild card round. That's interesting, Ryan. I hadn't thought much about that. All right, Ryan, best villain, what do you got?
Did anybody say Hans Gruber yet?
It has been said.
It has been said. All right, then I'm going to go off the Bill Belichick and go real life, and I'm going to say John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth. How about that? Mm-hmm. John Wilkes Booth. Richie, would you have set the leg?
No.
You're a doctor. You've taken the oath.
Yeah, I know.
You've taken the oath.
He killed my president.
I know it did. I know
my
it did.
Beloved president.
I know.
Who righted the wrongs of our country. Right.
There's so much that went wrong that night, man. I've read about that. It was like a guard that moved. There were so many different things. Lincoln never – it's also back in the day. I mean, he just didn't have the same levels of security, you know. So he also died – I don't know if you know this. He was shot on Good Friday. A lot of people don't know that, for many of us in America is already a sour day.
Sure.
And, yeah, he was shot on a Friday, on Good Friday, and then he died.
I think that might have been my fact or something, or
oh,
I tried that fact out, and you said that you
well, know
that or something.
I know that, yeah. And then he died at around 7 a.m. the next morning. He died on a Saturday, was shot on a Friday. Unbelievable. Mm. Terrible stuff. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Thomas in Vineland. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Great. For my villain movie, I'm going to go with Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right there.
Yeah. And in our public conscience now with these new commercials, with a spinoff of Shining.
I don't
remember
that.
Mountain Dew commercials.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. It's Cranston. Brian Cranston's playing Jack as the guy who's crashing through the door.
Don't remember it.
Holding a Mountain Dew bottle.
No, I haven't seen that.
Really?
I to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen it.
Right.
Yeah. I went back last weekend. What is it? A&E? Is that what has that had Breaking Bad?
No, it was AMC.
AMC. So they had just like a ton of Breaking Bad on.
Nice.
Watched, you know, decent amount.
It's
a great show.
So
yeah.
Now you're
it's
already
dark,
rewatching the stuff that you've just watched for the first time?
It was like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I watched a couple episodes. I mean, I didn't even watch it. I mean, I watched parts of a couple episodes.
That's okay. Breaking Bad.
It is
so
great.
It's definitely.
So this is the second time for you.
Well, it's not the second time. I watched a couple episodes. What do you? I watched.
I've seen it twice.
Parts here
I've,
and there.
I've gone two times.
I am saying, strongly I'm thinking saying, about Sopranos. Third
Breaking
time.
Bad
this is
the second,
a lot more appropriate. Like this type of
yeah,
watching is a lot.
I agree. Second
more
time through
you,
is better
though.
Than 16.
It's a good
or
thing
yeah.
that you're doing this instead of doing West Wing. I'm just you know.
No, I understand.
Bringing
I understand.
That to light. That's
way,
good. Good
me,
job.
Let me ask a question. There's various parts of the bet. The Simmons bet. Now look, Ben Simmons could still get hurt. Hopefully he won't. If he does, it could benefit me.
You bring that up and you say, hopefully he won't,
yeah.
but somewhere inside of you.
Well, I mean, it could save me from having to wear a mustache for a year. I mean, for a month.
A year!
For a month. But I will get no West Wing for a year. So, John, let me ask you this. I'm just going to throw this out to you.
No. The answer's no.
Well, hold on a second here. You don't know what I'm going to say. I could say, are you opposed to me giving you $100?
Uh-huh.
You just said no. I'm getting near the end of season 7, go around 16 of the West Wing. I have maybe about 10 episodes left. When I finish this, which I probably will presumably in the next, 2 to 3 weeks, are you okay if we start the clock on the West Wing moratorium in early March instead of mid-April?
Do I need to say no again?
Oh, man.
Why would we do that?
Just to help a guy out. I mean, I'd get it going. It's like a guy going to jail.
So whenever you finish your run through, your 17th run through.
16th.
Okay. 16th run through of the entire series.
Right.
That's when the clock should start.
I'm just asking. Because I can't rev it up for a month. I can't start it to then stop for a whole year. So what I'm asking is, would you be kind enough? James, would you be kind enough? To let me begin.
This is not my bet. This is a you and Richie bet.
Right.
I'm just, John, you're
saying
no
moderator.
Way.
Okay. Well, that's
impossible.
That'll be remembered in the future.
Well, then watch little bits of it if you really need it that badly.
Wait, during the year?
No.
During the month?
During the month.
Yeah,
prior
well,
to your mustache.
All right, let's go to Darren.
You know what? How about this?
What?
You can watch it up until your mustache is gone. When the mustache goes,
yeah, I can't do anything.
How about no? How about this? When the mustache goes, so does the West Wing. If you want to keep the mustache, you can keep watching the West Wing.
No. The mustache.
You can make it like Magnum. Got the Magnum PI stash. Watch all the West Wing you want. You can be comforted with the West Wing, and it'll help you through any sort of.
I can't. It's a bridge too far. It's 94 WIP.
It's out there.
I understand. It's out there. I understand that. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia.
Who knows? You might like it.
I know. Joe DeCameron, John Richard from the Tasty Cake Studios.
If you enjoy the mustache, let us know, and we will waive the West Wing removal if you choose to keep
the
mustache.
John, you might not see the mustache.
How's that possible?
Because for the 20 or 22 or 23
you mean 30
business days that we
have,
don't see him on the weekend.
Yeah, you won't see him. We don't hang out, obviously not. So during the 22 or 23 work days, weekdays that we will have, there is a chance that I will wear a ski mask in here. There is a chance. I'm just being honest with you. It's possible.
That's actually awesome. Almost even better.
It's possible. Yeah. You might get a. I might deny you the feeling of happiness of seeing
pleasure.
The mustache. Yeah.
Okay.
You will not see the porn stash one time. Possibly. Let's go to Darren in South Philadelphia. Darren knows how to do it. What's up, Darren?
What's up, Weasel? What's up, Richie? What's
hey.
Up, brother
Nelson? Hi, Darren.
Darren, have you ever had a porn stash?
Go fly a kite, Joe. Never. Okay. I got a couple questions for you, Joe. You say you don't engage negativity on Twitter, correct?
Correct.
All right, so let me ask you this. What is the harm in congratulating me when I said, hey, Joe, I just had my second daughter 2 weeks ago? I thought you said we were like family. You loved your callers. That was kind of a jerk move.
Did you say that on Twitter?
Yes, I did. I said, hey, Uncle Joe. You just got your second daughter. I mean, second niece.
Second daughter. Well, first off.
I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah. I saw that, and I didn't really know what you were talking about.
I didn't. Did you put it up in the last 24 hours?
No, 2 weeks ago.
I honestly didn't say it. If I had known that, I would have congratulated.
Sure.
Hey, Darren, I'll congratulate you right now, man. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. I have two more things, okay? Oh, actually three. Mine. I'll make a bet with you today, Joe, and you might like this. Next year, fantasy camp, I'll pay for your fantasy camp if you can beat me and have more hits than me.
Ooh.
Wait, you'll pay for what?
I'll pay for your fantasy camp if you can have more hits than me. Basically, I'll reimburse you for fantasy camp.
More hits? And we're talking about baseball?
Than me. I'm talking about in fantasy camp next year.
Can we just end the fantasy camp bets?
Yeah, Darren, I'm taking a break from bets right now. I got to pay off the one in April.
No more bets for now.
Other than that,
I'd be scared
too. Not
it's
happening.
It's bad for everybody.
I sensed fear.
Not happening. Yeah, and Darren, you can't hit better than me in baseball. We all know that. I mean, it's just what it is.
You have to go the next step.
But it is what it is. James, you know there is a zero.
I would actually bet on Darren in this one.
Oh,
Darren played baseball. I think you're very wrong about this.
I believe.
You're better than everybody. Darren is definitely better.
I can't get over the fact that you think that you're better than him.
If Darren and I got in the cage,
Joe, I think this is like you beating me in a race.
Hey, Richie, is there any way we can get Brazier to set it up to where if I'm one of the 10, me and him can do BP practice and I'll shut him up in front of the Philadelphia?
Well, he won't be allowed on the field.
We'll allow him to be down there for that.
On the behalf of the Philadelphia Phillies, you'll allow us to have batting practice, actual batting practice. Darren, give me the best villain.
Brazier could set it up. How about Spike Eskin for robbing everybody yesterday? That was horrible.
All right, Spike Eskin. Darren, good phone call. So there's a lot.
I thought he was already set.
No, yesterday he was the winner. He could be the winner 2 days in a row. What did he win?
Might be.
What did he win yesterday, James?
Who's guilty?
He might win.
Back to back.
I think that's a good answer for today. The ultimate villain.
All right, so there's a lot of tweets that came in yesterday after the verdict.
The faulty verdict?
There's a lot that stood out. Two in particular hit me. One is a tweet came in, and someone said, honestly, I voted, meaning in our poll before the trial, should I be guilty or innocent? It's written here, honestly, I voted that you were guilty in the poll, but I listened to the entire trial and thought you and Milt made a compelling case. In the end, I did agree with Spike Eskin's judgment. Same person wrote the following. You ready for this?
We don't need to even go into this, do we, Jimmy?
Well, I just want to say this because this tickled the heart.
No, it this doesn't tickle our
this
heart.
This tickled
no,
the heart.
This
there were like three positive
you.
Tweets
this
on
tickled
Twitter.
The heart.
Found one of them.
This tickled the heart.
I know.
She wrote, Joe DiCamera is a national treasure. Can you imagine that? To which I wrote, I think you want to look too far. But I just want to know.
I'm happy you found the one tweet getting it back.
There were some.
Hey, you lost and beat the hammer today.
I did. Fair and square.
I'm just trying to bring you back down.
That's
to
okay.
Earth here.
I deserve
it. Hey, you're going
to
grow a mustache.
You're right.
I'm just trying to foil.
No, I understand. Nick and Mullica Hill. Nick, talk to us, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I met you the other day when I was in a studio.
There you go.
Okay.
Now,
what's up, Nick?
What time was that? What was the circumstances?
I was there shadowing Ava Graham from the morning show.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
I just wanted, Joe, first off, I want to say congratulations on your win, even though I would have loved to hear you get your legs waxed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it, man.
I know.
But I just wanted to ask, after seeing Ben Simmons play on his own and Joel Embiid play on his own, what do you guys think the Sixers should do?
Keep them both. Try to make it work.
Evaluate
after the season. I don't think I'll feel different if they lose in the playoffs. I might. First off, you have no choice right now. Your question obviously is about the offseason because there's no trade deadlines passed. Look, Nick, I just think it's really hard to replace that level of excellence. I mean, if you can swap it for a comparable player – sure, I'd certainly consider it.
Well, that's the problem.
But it's hard.
What's
comparable? It's hard to find those matches. Very hard.
You know, I watched the game last night with my buddy who's up in Boston. He was in town for business. Mm-hmm. He believes that the Sixers should trade both guys. I mean, he feels like you could get a king's ransom for both Joel and Ben. It's obvious to him, a Celtics fan, that this will never work. With the current construction. So go out and get other mega stars that do fit together while you still can.
Yeah, it's just so hard to find those matches.
Of course it is. You know, I'm asking him, like, well, who do you have in mind?
Right, exactly. That's
because why would anyone give that type of player up? Like a formational keystone piece type player.
Right. Exactly.
Who's doing that?
Exactly. All right, Nick, best villain, who do you got?
Did Scar from Lion King get said yet?
No, great answer.
All right, Nick, you got it, man. Appreciate it. 888-729-9494. Right, coming up today at 1:45, of course, as always, time's yours. I can only imagine.
Yeah, buddy.
I can only imagine.
I couldn't play.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't you bleep them?
I did some bleeping, too.
Let me ask you a question, James. Not of what will air, but of what came in, you know, because you obviously receive more times yours calls than are able to air.
I didn't even get through them all.
All right. How many that you got through would you say people cursed?
I would say like 30 to 40%.
Wow.
A significant amount.
That's a lot.
And it wasn't just curses. There were like, you know, references to, you know, genitalia, like, you know, all kinds of.
So yeah. They were dirty.
They were
angry
dirty.
And dirty.
Angry
well, we're
dirty.
We're not a show that believes in genitalia references.
No, oh. No. You know, yeah, we never do that.
We don't go there. All right.
Jonah but I can't get it up.
Come on, man. Jonah Cameron, John Richie. Hey, coming up. We should a little trip down memory lane for those that remember. We've all heard the audio, but with this being this week, the 40-year anniversary of the what for many, from a non-Philadelphia sports standpoint, is many people's favorite sports moment of all time, non-Philadelphia, when the U.S. Olympic hockey team in 1980 beat the Soviets in the semifinals. Coming up, you'll hear Al Michaels' call, a little trip down memory lane, Al Michaels' call of that wonderful moment. We'll rock all the phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you this. When you're tired, 5-Hour Energy is the way to go. That's right, 5-Hour Energy. Loving the 5-Hour Energy new flavors. Strawberry, banana, and tropical burst. Zero sugar, 4 calories, and they are both delicious. Try them both. Then go online to the number 5hewin.com to vote for your favorite. Again, that's the number 5hewin.com because this is unbelievable. You could be on the go to an exciting tropical paradise. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 and over. The contest ends July 31st. For entry and rules, make sure you visit the number 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.